Okay, yesterday we were learning about the dinim of listening to the Megillah. Sam, there's a very interesting thing. Many Megillahs, the way they're written, have obviously some parchment properly, like a Sefer Torah. But many of them have the beginning of each column begins with the word Hamelech. Yes. Hamelech, Hamelech, Hamelech. And they have the 10 sons of Haman taking up an entire column. You know, the 10 sons of Haman. Rebbe Marash wrote a Megillah himself. And Rebbe Marash has made, there's copies of it. I mean, certain parts of it. There's photostats. And Rebbe Marash's Megillah did not have a Melech on each column. And as Sarah's Bnei Haman, we're not taking up a whole column. It took like a third of the column or whatever. Some, it's interesting. Either way, it's kosher. It's not a question of kashrus. It's just a question of the minhag. Now, the custom is, when you read a Megillah publicly, or even privately, many people do it, because the Megillah is called Igeres, which is a letter, and the olden times, the way letters were written, it was like interfolded. So our custom is we fold the Megillah three times. There's nothing to this custom, there's nothing to do with the yoritz of the Megillah or not. We fold the Megillah three times when you read it in shul, and many people do it even when they do it privately. And many people have a minhag that even the listeners, if they have a kosher Megillah, that's what they do also to their Megillah.
But if you don't do it,
they
didn't do anything wrong.
You didn't do anything wrong. Your yates in the Megillah, 300%.
Isn't Megillah
wrong? Okay, what? What? No. No. Megillah means a Megillah. It's not the word Megillah. Okay, we learned you're not allowed to talk in middle. You have to listen to have in mind to be Yetzer. You're not allowed to read it backwards. Okay, all those din that we read already, if you do it, read it for somebody else. Okay, you can't be Yetzer in the telephone. Okay, now, there's four psukim in the Megillah that the custom is everybody reads it out loud first. It's called the four psukim of redemption of Geula. And then the Baal Kari reads it because not everybody's reading it from a kosher Megillah. And there's also a custom that at the beginning of the sixth chapter, when you start reading, Balailo hu nodded oshnas ha-melech, that the king slept, sleep, became disturbed. So the Maril brings down, that's our minhag also, that the Baal Kari reads it louder, that part of that pasuk at least. And then you have Lare Golabed, Vilare Golabed, okay, there's various different things. Now, there's a minhag brought down that when you mention Haman in the Megillah, because there's a mitzvah to erase Amalek, so people would stamp with their feet or make noise, you know, with the groggers or other things. Our custom is we only bang Haman when there's a title to him, like Haman ben Amdasa Agagi or Haman Haro Azel, various, it's not that many times, by the way. We don't bang Haman every time his name is mentioned. That's the Chabad custom. Yeah.
You mentioned Rabbi Rashab wrote
Rabbi Merash.
How come you didn't mention the other
Rabbi? Because they didn't write.
Oh, they didn't write.
They didn't write on Hebrew.
Did you provide any explanation?
The Rabbi Merash, for his health, he passed away very young. He wasn't healthy.
I know.
So he was told by his doctors as sort of a therapy for his illness, that he should do handcraft stuff. There's a lot of things he made.
He made
a table. There's a lot of things he made. One of the things he also did was wrote a Megillah. That was part of but the other Rabbim, I mean, it's not known, it doesn't say anywhere, none of the other Rabbim wrote a Megillah, except him. But he did it because he was asked to do a bunch of, to work with his hands. So he did the carpentry. What? One of the things the doctor said was good for his health was to do those things.
Did he explain why he wrote the Megillah the way he did?
There's just different customs.
Customs?
Yeah. Customs. The reason why they have the Megillah beginning with the word Hamelach in each column is because when the Medrash says, when it says Hamelach in the Megillah, it refers to Hashem. There's no mention of Hashem in the Megillah, right? So when it says Hamelach, it refers to Hashem. when it says Achashverosh, it refers to Hashem. There's a lot of things refer to Hashem. So because HaMelech refers to Hashem, so many people write the Megillah in a way that each column begins, except the first page, of course, because that's Vayihi Achashverosh. But all the other columns begin with the word HaMelech. Now, in the morning, okay, in the morning, Yadav and Shachris, we also listen to the, there's different customs. Our custom is, we listen to the reading of the Megillah while we're still wearing Rashi's tefillin. So in other words, it goes like this. Yadav and Shachris, there's no Tachnun, there's no Hallel, and Purim or Chanukah. Chanukah there is. Purim, there's no Hallel. And the Gemara says three reasons why we don't say Halal and Purim, even though Hanukkah we do say, it's also a rabbinic holiday. Because number one, it happened outside of Eretz Yisrael. We're still slaves, Tachashverosh, even after the miracle of Purim. Hanukkah, they rededicated the Beis HaMikdash right away. Purim, they were still slaves, Tachashverosh, for a few years until Achashverosh's son, Duryavish, let them go build the Beis HaMikdash. And thirdly, it's interesting, the Gemara says, the reading of the Megillah is the Halal. Based on that, it's interesting, there's an opinion in Halacha that says, what happens if you're in a situation you don't have a Megillah? So they say you read Halal. Because one of the answers of the Gemara is, why we don't say Halal? Because reading the Megillah is Halal. But if you don't have a Megillah, but they should do it without a bracha because it's, you know, there's other answers also. Anyway, so after the repetition of Shemoneh Esrei, I mean, if you have no Megillah. Yeah.
Why is it that if you don't have the Megillah, it's better not to read it altogether?
Who said? No, I didn't say that. I said if you don't have a kosher Megillah,
yeah.
So you're not reading the Megillah halacha, but you should still read it from a chumash, no brachas, no nothing, but you're not yetzer the mitzvah. It's just the concept to remind you of Purim. But you can't read the Megillah. I mean, you could read it. It says if you have no mamish.
If you have less than a meaning, can you say it with a bracha?
What?
From a regular Megillah with a bracha?
The first brachas you make, even one person.
Yeah.
After the end bracha, our custom is we don't say it unless there's a minyan. Okay, so anyway, so you have shachris. Then at the end of Chazar Seshatz, you have half Kaddish. Then you take out the Sefer Torah. You read Vayovei Amalek at the end of Parshas B'Shalach. And it's a unique kriya. Because the Gemara says in Megillah, you can't read the Torah in less than 10 psukim. In other words, the minimal aliyah is 3 psukim for an aliyah, but the minimal Torah reading altogether, it needs at least 10 psukim. So the Gemara asks, by Purim in the morning, it's only 9 psukim. It's maybe 3 psukim for each aliyah. So the Gemara asks, you said 10, that could be. So the Gemara answers, because that's a complete thing by itself. The whole thing by the way, it says in Shulchan Aruch, that's why you don't take out a second Sefer Torah. Why don't we take out a second Sefer Torah on Shabbos? Or read, like we do on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, there's 2 psukim, or V'yayim HaShabbos Shnei Chvasim Bnei Shana Tumimim, right before Rosh Chodesheichem. So the Halacha said, why don't we take out a second Sefer Torah on Shabbos? Because the Gemara says there's only 2 psukim, then you can't take out a Sefer Torah for 2 psukim. So anyway, Vayomer Malka is a unique kriya, and therefore it says if somebody didn't hear Pasha Zohar, they should be yitzah then in the morning. Then, there's a lot of different customs. Our meaning is, you don't put back the Sefer Torah until after the Megillah. Then there's the guy that did Hagbah sits and holds the Sefer Torah the whole duration of the Megillah. And then, after that, after you finish the Megillah, you say Ashir Volatzian, and then you do Kaddish Tiskabel, and then you do your Hallelu, like you do during the week, and then you do your Hallelu, and then you continue the Yom and Kolikin, you know, the regular davening. But, so we said that. You don't, and we wear tefillin, Rashi's tefillin, while we're reading the Megillah. Okay, now when you make the bracha Shechiyonu on the Megillah reading of the day, you have to have in mind not only the Megillah reading, but you have to have in mind all the other mitzvahs of the day, which is Mishloach Manis, giving 2 edibles, Matanis of Yenin, giving the money to the poor, and Sudas Purim, the meal for Purim. So those are the 3 things you have to have in mind also, the Chazan and the people listening, that the Shechiyonu goes on those things also, because it's a mitzvah you do once a year. Okay, next. Another of the... What?
If someone ends up having a meal before they hear Megillah.
When?
During the day.
Night or day?
Day.
Yeah.
But when they say Shoshana, are they still... Are you able to see if they say after?
Yeah. It's an interesting discussion in Halacha. Some people hold that you're not supposed to do Mishlech Manas Matanas Levyanim before Megillah reading. For this reason. Because Yetzei Shechiyonu by the Megillah reading goes on those things. So if you're going to do Matanas Levyanim Mishlech Manas before, so then... But the Halacha is not like that. The Halacha is you could. And you Yetzei. And Yetzei Mishlech Manas. What? Lechatchila, you shouldn't eat even during the day before Megillah reading. But if people have to eat, they eat. I mean, officially, you're not allowed to eat before Megillah reading. Just say before you don't eat before doing a mitzvah.
So nothing in the morning before, like
it says last. If you have it, lechatchila you shouldn't. The minhag is people drink, eating. If they eat less than a kibbutz, less than 2 ounces of cake, it's not so bad.
Friday morning before Shacharis.
Early in the
morning before the fast starts?
No, Friday morning.
With the vodka.
Huh? With the vodka?
No.
When, in the morning?
In the morning. Before Davin.
Before Davin, that's only Zex and Einziger, not
the whole cup.
The whole cup, but the 98 proof. Until 5:12, Thursday morning, the fast begins at 5:12.
With the kavanah the night before.
If you go to sleep the Wednesday night, you have to have in mind that you're going to get up to eat. B'chal, it's better always anyway to have it in mind, even if you're not planning to, because what happens if you get up and you're going to want to drink, then you wouldn't be allowed to. So even if you're not planning to get up early to eat, you should still have in mind that if, you know, you want to eat or drink when you wake up, you could do it.
That kavanah should be the night before.
That's only if you eat 3 nights before you're going to eat and the fast. Then you could do it. Okay, next mitzvah over here is... okay, Mishlech Manes and Matanis Avyeinim. Okay, now, the Megillah says... Sorry, but the Megillah says Mishlech Manes. Ish L'Reyehu. Sending gifts each person to his friend. Okay? So from there, the Gemara says, it says, matan money is plural, each man to his friend. Meaning, you have to give two gifts, edibles, to one person. That's the mitzvah of Mishlech Manis. Two edibles to one person. It has to be food ready to eat, and it has to be food. It could be food or drink. But it has to be two types of food, or food and drink. Now, this notion that everybody seems to think, where nobody that learns halacha or writes halacha says it makes sense. People, it doesn't have to be two separate brachas. People think, oh, I have a problem, I don't have two separate brachas. You don't have to need two separate brachas. You could send an apple and a pear, or two types of cake for that matter.
Two raisins.
No. Some poskim hold, that everyone spoke about, the Rogat Sheva holds, it has to be actually a kezias.
That's
how
that last year too.
Huh?
To be a certain size.
What?
You said that last year. Same thing you said last year.
The laws didn't change since last year.
No.
By the way.
You said that.
We continue.